Well, I think that was a triple pedal F there. My name's Eric Bolvin, and we're here to talk about pedal tones on trumpet and how they can help you and how to do them so that they can help you. The pedal tones on trumpet are the notes below low F sharp, being your lowest note. The first register of pedal tones is from F down to D flat, and these are generally easy to play. The next register of pedals begins at C, goes down to F sharp. This is the most difficult register of pedal tones to play on the trumpet, probably the most beneficial for practice. After low F sharp, the pedal F sharp, you go down to F and below, and that is called the double pedal register. Generally, those are pretty easy to play, and those are good for, you know, relaxing your chops. Okay, so why practice pedal tones? The obvious reason that many people see is that it can relax your chops, and the double pedal register is great for this. That is one reason to practice pedal tones, but really not the best reason. I like to think of pedal tones as like a foundation for the upper registers of the trumpet. There are three registers of pedal tones, and if you can play throughout these three registers comfortably, well, this will only enhance your flexibility in the other registers that are above the pedal registers. By using a book like Systematic Approach, which basically takes you through the different registers of pedal tones, also takes you through the registers of the trumpet at the same time. This will enhance your flexibility on trumpet. So I'm not into practicing, you know, one pedal tone at a time. Instead, you want to be utilizing all the registers of pedal tones in your practice. Now, there are some people that say, don't practice pedal tones. I'm not advocating, you know, make a career out of pedal tones. Certainly not. And Claude Gordon didn't say that, although his books do include pedal tone exercises. I say that if you practice pedal tones and you learn how to play them correctly, and that is why we're here, of course, then you can make the decision on your own. Do these help me? Does this help me? You're going to be playing trumpet a long time. You're going to have a long career. If you learn how to play them correctly now, maybe 10 years from now, you're going to want to play pedal tones, you know, because you're having some chop problems. And pedal tones can help you in, you know, getting control of your instrument when, you know, you're having problems. Sometimes it's good to take a step back and play pedal tones. They're basically long tone tape exercises. So I say keep an open mind. Learn how to play pedal tones. I say learn how to do anything that's, you know, associated with playing the trumpet. You know, Claude Gordon said, don't buzz, never buzz. But I buzz. I could buzz. I played many buzzing exercises, and I do occasionally do some buzzing because it helps me. I don't do it every day. It's not something I'm, you know, married to, and I'm not married to pedal tones. I go years without playing pedal tones. But if I have the desire to play pedal tones, I can always play them and play them correctly. And that's what's important. Some people have said that they've been, you know, messed up. Pedal tones have messed up my chops, and I can't play. I couldn't play after playing pedal tones, and it screwed me up completely, and I, you know, couldn't play, and my trumpet playing career was over. Well, I've never met anybody like this, but I would say that they did things wrong. And if you did pedal tones wrong, I couldn't see it screwing up your life completely, but I could see that you could develop some bad habits. So I'm going to give you some guidelines on how to practice the pedal tones, okay? Air is very important, because what you're doing here is also learning how to focus your airstream correctly. Chest up. This is Claude Gordon, but you have to have a big breath, and you have to have a lot of air. You'll discover that the pedal tones between C and F sharp require a great amount of air. You have to have a lot of control over that air. So always get a big breath. Now, fingerings are another thing that people are confused about. You always use lower octave fingerings for playing the pedal tones, okay? E is 1 and 2, E flat 2 and 3, D 1 and 3, D flat 1, 2 and 3. Low G is 1 and 3. All the pedal Gs are 1 and 3, and F sharp is 1, 2 and 3, all right? I've seen people try to play things like pedal C with 1, 2, and 3 and kind of come down to the note. We'll get into this a little bit later, but that's not right. Pedal C is open. Okay. Always use the correct fingerings for the note. Also, don't distort your embouchure. Now, pivoting is okay, and you will need to pivot, some of you. Pivoting upward, with the horn goes upward, your head tilts down a bit. This is like saying, aw, dropping your jaw, aw. This is what's called a pivot. Some people will then turn the lower lip outward, and this is bad. Do not do this. You don't want to distort your embouchure to get the pedal tone. And you might be tempted to turn that lip out, because if you do turn that lip out, you might be able to produce the note. But the real point of the thing is not to produce the note, because these have no musical value. You know, the important thing is to do the exercises correctly. When done correctly, they will help you. When done incorrectly, they will not help you. It's that simple. To demonstrate the different pedal tones and how to play them, we're going to use an exercise that's found in Claude Gordon's Systematic Approach. This would be Lesson 2, Part 1. If you don't have the book, that's all right. Stay tuned, because it's just this arpeggio. So we're going to start with a C arpeggio, starting on the C on the staff and going down one octave. Now, this is not a pedal tone at this point, but this is the exercise we're going to work down to pedal tones. So begin playing the arpeggio, which I will now demonstrate. If you want to play the Claude Gordon way, which I recommend, you need to hold the last note and hold until you have no air left and still blowing without any sound. I will demonstrate this on the first arpeggio only, and from then on, they won't, you know, for the interest of bandwidth, will not be held so long. So here's the C arpeggio. Well, nothing to that, and now we'll continue on with B. There you have it. We haven't played any pedal tones yet, so we're going to continue down chromatically, and you may do so now. I will not demonstrate those, but here is a pedal F. Now, how to get to the pedal F? When you play an arpeggio, the F arpeggio, you're going to end up on pedal F. I suggest you allow yourself to relax and slide down to the note. Basically, the first pedal register is just kind of a lip down note from the register above it, the low register. So it's okay to just allow yourself to lip down. Sometimes pivoting, if you pivot, that means like you're dropping your jaw a little bit and the horn, the bell of the horn would point upward. This helps some people get the pedal tone, depending on your embouchure. Now, some people pivot the other way, which is all right, too. One thing that I want to suggest is that when playing pedal tones, try not to distort your embouchure. Pivoting is okay. I often see students who turn out their lower lip. You want to maintain your embouchure, but you're going to relax, and pivoting is part of that. Okay, so here I am. I'm going to go down to the pedal F. Before we go any further, another rule, other than distorting your embouchure, is to make sure that you use lower octave fingerings whenever playing pedal tones. So E is 1 and 2. E flat is 2 and 3. D is 1, 3. D flat is 1, 2, and 3. C, of course, is open. And G would be 1 and 3. And F sharp, 1, 2, and 3. This is very important, because some people will try to play the notes in tune while using other fingerings, and this doesn't really help you. It doesn't hurt you, but it doesn't help you. Okay, so we're going to continue down chromatically, and I'll demonstrate each arpeggio as we go. Here's E. Here's E flat. Here's D. Be sure to play 1 and 3 on D. And finally, D flat, which is 1, 2, and 3. Okay, so you've now completed the first pedal register. Those are generally pretty easy. Claude referred to those as the easy pedals because they are generally easy to play. If you have problems with them, you can continue to practice them, and eventually you'll get the feel. I have seen students who can't play the first register but can play the other registers. So everybody's different. But all the pedal tones come easily with practice, the correct practice. Okay, we're now going to descend to pedal C. Now, pedal C generally is very flat. And to do it properly, you need to let it be flat at first. Allow the note to be flat. Don't worry about the sound of it. Don't worry about it being in tune. You notice it will not be in tune. That's okay, because it's more important to establish the register at this point than to make the note in tune. Okay, so here's what you should sound like playing your first pedal C. After time, you will be able to bring the note into pitch. And I suggest that you bring it up gradually. And the way you do this is you know, first you establish the note as flat, okay? You're below the pitch. You're below the pedal C. Then you blow, and if you blow a little harder and arch your tongue just a little bit forward, the note will come up in pitch, as I'll show you right here. Now, you should proceed with all allow the notes to be flat and then bring them up. This goes for all the pedal tones from C down to F sharp. All right. Now I'll play a pedal C for you where I just hit it right on in tune. Well, sort of. Here we go. That's about as in tune as you can get pedal C, okay? I've also heard of people who want to play pedal C by using a 1, 2, and 3 and, you know, lipping down to it. This doesn't help. You know, you're not going to be able to play, you know, pedal A flat that way. So really, you know, all the pedal tones from C down to F sharp are, you know, the same in feel. In fact, you get down to A flat, G, and F sharp, those are even more difficult than C. So, you know, the main thing is to establish the sound in the register. Be relaxed in that register, be able to move air through that register. And then blowing a little harder, arching your tongue slightly, thinking, you think E. It's strange, but if you think E, you can bring a note up in pitch. And just blowing out, generally, you know, you want to blow out to the note, and this will bring it into pitch. Sometimes, I recommended this, now, when you're playing pedal tones and you're having trouble with the pedal C, it's not a bad idea to get out your flugelhorn and blast a couple pedal C's, because if you notice, you can play a pedal C on a flugelhorn in tune pretty easily. This might help you get the feel, you know, of getting the note. But don't worry about getting them in tune. It all will come in time. So we're going to continue now down chromatically. And here's B, and I'll be getting these notes as, you know, in tune as I can get them. All right, here's B. B flat. A, now when you get to A flat, you have a pedal C in there too, so you have two of the, you know, bad pedal tones, so to speak, the ones that are difficult to play. And G, be sure to play 1 and 3 on your pedal G. Here's F sharp, and this is the last note of the, you know, difficult pedal register. And be sure to play 1, 2, 3. Now, the practice of all the pedal registers is important. And I recommend that you use a book like Systematic Approach because it takes you through the different registers. Just blasting pedal tones individually isn't as beneficial as going from one register to another. That's why a descending in an arpeggio is good. Eventually, you want to do 2 and 3 octave arpeggios. We're going to now descend to the double pedal F. And what I recommend is that you start on F on the staff. So I've now added an octave on top. Whenever you want to start on a pedal tone, it's always a good idea to sound the octave, play the octave above, and make sure you have the note, you know, in your head. So here I'm going to now play a 2-octave arpeggio descending from F on the staff to double pedal F. A double pedal F and below will come out very easily. The notes should be in tune. They don't have a slot, as they say. Okay, so we'll continue down chromatically from here, starting with now pedal E. I should mention at this point that you may take a breath at any time you feel you need one, okay? Because the pedal tones, as you might have now realized, do take a lot more air, especially in that one register, the second register. From C down to F sharp, these suckers take a lot of air. So now I'm going down to D. And finally, the double pedal C. You know, you can go lower than this. You can go lower than a double pedal C. After this point, it doesn't make a difference, but I will now try to play a triple pedal C.